شکریہ دیوی کنگڑی کے جانے میں رگھنند لال گوسوامی اینڈ رگھنندن ٹھاکر نارتھ مشکل آف شیلا وشنا چکرورتی سو دیٹس وائی وی ول ٹرائی ٹو ڈسکس اباؤٹ دین دیئر wonderful personality and wonderful activities instead of reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that there are two Bhagavatas, Grantha Bhagavat and personal Bhagavat. The book Bhagavatam and the personality. And discussing about the personal information are actually not different from discussing about Brahman. Because Bhagavad also describes the glorious activities of the devotees of the Lord. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always surrounded by his devotees. And those devotees are Krishna's eternal associates. And that's why all of Krishna's activities are related to the activities of his devotees. Also, Krishna is in his original personality, Swarup, as human child. Because in that, especially in those pastimes, the Lord's activities are extremely wonderful. Because in those pastimes, he relates very intimately with his associates. Like for example, Lord appears as a fish in his Meena incarnation, in his Balaha incarnation, in his Narasimha incarnation. In this way, when the Lord appears in different incarnations, his activities are wonderful, but they are not as relational as his pastimes when he comes as a human being or in his original form. It's not that he appears as a human being. Here we have to understand that the Lord has awarded his swarup, his original form, to the human being. We, the human beings, have a form which is identical to the original form of the Supreme Person of God. Only difference is our forms are made of matter, consciousness, and the Lord's form is Sachidananda. That's the only difference. Otherwise, it looks the same. His Sachidananda form has become awarded to the human being in the form of or in true manner. That's the difference. That's a big difference. Therefore, a human being should never think that Krishna is another human being, as they make it say. Often they think that, oh, Krishna also looks like human beings, so he is human being. He is one of the human beings. No. Krishna's form is Sachidananda. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this pastime, we also come with his associates, with his devotees, who also are predominantly have the human form. And those scattered and destroyed is Chaitanya Charitamrita as Krishna Jatiko Khala, Sarva Kri Noro Vila, Noro Vati Sahara Shoya. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, his human life, his pastimes in a human life form are the most important. Because that form, Noro Vati, the human life form, is Sahara Shoya. Is the promise, is the original spiritual identity of the Supreme Personality. And this human life form is predominantly manifested as Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna and Sri Chaitanya. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is forearm. He is forearm. On the Vaikuntha form of the Lord Narayana form of his forearm. But his form as Lord Ramchandra, which is in the higher region of Vaikuntha, is pure. So this form is like human being. The demigods have four arms, but human beings have two arms. The demigods have got the form which is identical with Vaikuntha's form. And human beings, we get the form that is identical with Lord's form in Golokula. So, these three pastimes of the Lord, as Ramchandra, as Krishna Chandra, and as Chaitanya Chandra, these activities are very, very special. As Lord Ramchandra, he is the Maryada Purushottam, he is establishing the standard of religious principles, he is establishing the code of dharma. But as Krishna Chandra, he is Leela Purusha. He is simply concerned about his pastimes. He is not so much concerned about establishing the dharma himself as he did in Lord Ramchandra. Perfect is not. As seen as a perfect prince, and a king, Lord Ramchandra established the standard of religion, the standard of karma. He established the principle of morality. He established the principles of the code of conduct. But in Krishna Chandra, he didn't do that. As Lord Ramchandra, he had only one audience. And that also, when some insignificant washerman, a Lord Ramchandra, expressed some doubt about his own character, Lord Ramchandra banished him, even though he was pregnant. So, why the Lord did that? Because he wanted to establish the right standard of God. How should a king act? King's life is completely dedicated for the welfare of the citizens. No personal consideration. Even in your mind, if people express any doubt about the character, he should be prepared to banish. So that is the ideal code that the Lord established. Through his own example. But as Krishna Chandra, he is the Leela Purusha. He did not care about what people thought or what people spoke. And as a result of that, not only he had 16,000 things, but he also had relationship with unmarried girls. And that's why sometimes moralists cannot understand why the Lord acted in this way. But the Acharya of Vaishnava Prabhupada has made that point clear. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can act in this way. Jaya Shri Shri Gaunikaya Ki Jaya Shri Shri Prabhupada Shri Guru Ramanashi Hari Ki Jaya Shri Shri Sitaram Prabhupada. So, and that is the meaning of Leela Purusha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Swara, completely. That's why at the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavata made this point very clear. He is completely independent of India, Swara. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't have to be subservient to anybody. He can act whichever way he wants. And none of his activity can be considered to be immoral. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But to imitate his activity can be very dangerous. And an example has been given, like the great personality's activity should not be imitated. The great personality, like Lord Shiva, he drank poison. Not only poison, he drank an ocean of poison. But nothing happened to him. But if somebody thinks that, well, he wants to drink poison, immediately Lord Shiva, then it is extremely dangerous. Some foolish people do that. They claim that they are the followers of Lord Shiva, and they take intoxication, poison. They take poison in the form of ganja, chai, opium. Even they go to the extent of taking snake bites. But human beings should not take intoxication. Human beings are meant to take nectar. Living entities should take nectar, not poison. Because poison kills, whereas nectar gives life. So do we want to die? If you want to die, so take poison. But don't blame Lord Shiva for that. It's your own volition, your choice. And don't ever try to imitate Krishna danced with the gopi in Rakshasa. Don't try to imitate Krishna. We also should not think that only Krishna did it, so we also can do that. We have to have the right. No. Krishna only can do that. Why? Because he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme enjoyer. He can do that. Because he is the husband of everyone. Although the gopis may not have been appropriately married to Krishna, but Krishna is the husband in his own right, of everyone. What to speak of the husband of the gopis? Krishna is actually the husband of the husband of the gopis. So he is the one. Another important thing to consider here is that the material understanding, the understanding of the material platform is the perverted expression of the spiritual relationship. In the material platform, the relationship between a man and a woman is based on sex life. But in the spiritual side, there is no sex life. Even to enter into the spiritual sky, one has to conquer sex desire. as long as one has faith in the hand, the only way to get out of the union. That is a very clear understanding. So, if in order to enter the spiritual side, one has to come to six desires, where is the question of six desires? And another point that Prabhupada made in this respect is that, okay, if you want to imitate Krishna, then try yes to imitate in all respects. Why imitate Krishna's activities as Gopi Jana Vallabha? What about Kiribala and Hari? Why not lift over the hill? So that is the condition. If you want to be Gopi Jana Vallabha, then you also have to be Kiribala and Hari. So that is how we have to see Krishna's wonderful activity and the human being. And the understanding of Krishna's activities were not known in the past. Even the Vaishnava Sampradaya did not have a clear understanding. For example, the Madhva Sampradaya does not accept the Brahma Mohan in the natural Srimad Bhagavatam. Skip that. Their understanding is Brahma is our guru. How can Brahma be guru? Brahma is our Sampradaya Acharya. So how can we accept the fact, or how can we indulge in Brahma's belief? That is only a question of understanding. Is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone is subject to Krishna's will. And if for the sake of pastime he uses somebody and makes him do his will, then there is no harm in that. Just as Arjuna happens to be bewildered in the galaxy of Kurukshetra. But does this minimize Arjuna's position in the devotion of Krishna? In a similar note, Lord Brahma also has been given there by Krishna's illusory potency, but that potency is not Mahamaya potency, it's a Yogamaya potency. So he was given by Yogamaya, and Yogamaya makes the arrangement for the Lord's pastime and not to the Lord Brahma's mind. So this is how the Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding has perfectly harmonized all the apparent misunderstandings. And that is why it is very important that we understand Krishna through Sri Chaitanya. It is only through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna's real identity and the purpose of Krishna's pastime have been clearly explained, clarified. Therefore it has been mentioned, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, then Krishna's identity wouldn't have been revealed. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, the glory of Srimati Radharani wouldn't have been established. It is through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that general man, people in general, have become aware of Krishna's identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the purpose of Krishna's pastime, the hidden meaning of Krishna's pastime in the Bhagavad Gita. Jodi Govinda na hoi toh, kyamuni hoi toh, kyamuni thori na hoi. Premo rasho shimai, Sadharo Mohima Jamuna. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then how would I have maintained my body without having the proper understanding of Krishna? And who would have revealed the glory of Srimati Radharani's Como ganha o filho do Chichelo e o nosso macho coxa, como o Deus é nosso filho. Filho do Senhor, morreu a gente lá no filho do nosso filho. Sou beijo de afirmação. Bora de Deus, 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 de Deus. Then who has redeemed the super excellent manifestation of the neighborhood of Madhurya, the conjugal love relationship of the temple of the Lama? Who has even dared to venture into Krishna's relationship? By Shukadeva Mahārāja has given us the answer. What is Gopi? They are the devotees of Krishna in the most intimate relationship. They are the perfection of the spiritual relationship. So in this way, Shukadeva Mahārāja came. Although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came as a devotee. He didn't come as God. He came as a devotee. And he told who Krishna is. We couldn't understand who Krishna is, what Krishna, what the significance of Krishna is, the love of God. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that. That Krishna is the original personality of God. That fact was not a concept of Krishna. That is not a concept of Krishna. It's a fact that has already been established in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been established that Krishna is the source of all incarnation. Krishna is the source of all incarnation. There are many, many incarnations. Various incarnations of Krishna have been destroyed. And then it has been pointed out that all these incarnations of Krishna are manifestation of Krishna is past and past and past. Ete Shamsha Kala Pumsha, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. These are the parts and parts of the past. So Krishna is the original personality of God. Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Bhagavan. In this way, it has been established that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is not an incarnation. And those who have the understanding, we can see, like Jayadeva Goswami is described in the Tathagatar, in the invocation of his Gita Govinda, he is describing about the 10 incarnations of the Lord. He is offering obeisances to 10 different incarnations. And then, but the thing is, at the end of every verse, he is saying, Keshava Krishna, Keshava Krishna has assumed that form. Pralaya Parayati Jale, Krita Bhana Sudhe, Vihita Bhavita, Sharishtra Mahedha, Keshava Krishna, Nina Shri. Keshava Krishna has assumed the form of a fish. Similarly, Keshava Drita Sukaram, Keshava Drita Narahariam, Keshava Drita Vamanam. Krishna is not an incarnation, but Krishna is the original incarnation. Therefore, those who know, they have a clear understanding of who Krishna is. That Krishna is not an incarnation, but Krishna is the original incarnation. And in the 8th incarnation, he is describing Baladeva. কেশব পিতা ফল ভাল কৃষ্ণের Similarly, Brahma Sandhita also is described as that Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purusha, Sama. Deepārchi Reva Hidatāntara Mahatitya Deepāya Tevi Krita Hetu Samadha Sanya Jat Tadri Eva Visha Vishnu Kaya Kaya Vishnu Govinda Adi Purusha Sama. Just as the original lamp lights the other lamps, and when the lamps are lit, they have the equal potency of giving of light. Just God brings the Gaya Kala. Although there is parts and parts, and parts of the parts, but still there is no difference. Just as the first candle that lights the other candle, also the other candle also gives out the same amount of light. Once it's lit, there is no difference. So this Krishna turns to Prakash, where Krishna has two manifestations. That's the expansion, Swamsa and Dinamsa. He himself expands and his parts and parts. The incarnations are he himself, not different. Whichever form it may be, even though he may be situated in the super soul in the heart of an animal, even though he is situated in the heart of an insect as a super soul, but that is not different from Krishna and Vrindavan. Annan Kalasya Paramanishaya. He is situated in every universe as Purushavatar, Bhagavad Shri Vishnu, and he is also situated in every single atom as Super Soul or Shiva Lakshmi Vishnu. There is no difference. He is the Supreme Person. So, this is how Krishna's identity has been established in all the scriptures. But it is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we have the understanding clear now. Otherwise, most of them, even as I say, even learned Vaishnavas did not have that understanding. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the whole world got to know Krishna. So Krishna's pastimes as human beings are extraordinary, and his pastime as a devotee is even more wonderful. Therefore, of all of Krishna's pastimes, his pastime is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most wonderful. Chaitanya Chandre Dayas Karo Vichar Vichar Kuriya Chitte Bhava Chandra. Just consider the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you do that, your heart will be enchanted. You will see that there hasn't been anything so exciting, so wonderful, even in the Lord's pastime, in other pastimes. And in this pastime, what did he do? He acted just like a ordinary human being, and as a devotee, but he is a devotee. And in this pastime, all the associates of the Lord are so wonderful. And they're thinking, what they're doing, they're shining our heart to develop, to bring out the nectarian love. Mahaprabhu's pastime is simply with charming our emotions through his wonderful pastime. And what is the result? The result is love. That's why Mahaprabhu came That place was in prayer. The Mahabha came to give the thoughts. Namo Mahabhada. Krishna Prema Prasada. He came to give Krishna Prema. Krishna Prasada. Krishnaya. Krishna Prema Prasada. Mahaprabhu is a young boy, son of Jagannath, Ishvara and Dashimasa. The Brahmanas in early days, those days, used to deliberately accept a life of poverty. Because opulence, they were afraid that opulence would entangle them with the way of life. In order to avoid that possible danger, they would voluntarily accept the life of poverty. So apparently, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quite poor. Jai Shri Shri Gauri Pai, Jai Shri Shri Krishna, Radha Radhi Hanati, Jai Shri Shri Sita Ramayana. And that actually shows that in order to enjoy, you don't need opulence. The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from morning till night, they were just enjoying the meat hills, and that was the source of their enjoyment. And Mahaprabhu is living in a small village, not a village actually, that used to be a city, but not a city like Bombay or Delhi. It was a city where lots of many scholars used to reside. They used to live on the bank of the Ganges. And they spend their time in scholarly discourses. Some of those were impersonalists, and many of them were personal. Some were averse to Krishna consciousness. But generally, all of them were pious. Mahaprabhu appeared in a city like that, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this pastime in such a way that whoever was connected to him used to relish an inconceivable joy. And from morning till night, as a young boy, he used to do all kinds of wonderful things. He was naughty. He used to bunk spoons, bunk his blood, go to the river, Ganges with his friends, and get into water sports. And when Jagannath Vishnu comes to chastise him, he pretend as if he's just coming back from school. So in this way, Mahaprabhu used to subvert his devotees in emotion and joy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached his youth, he was married to Lakshmipriya Devi first. But Lakshmipriya Devi could not tolerate the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to East Bengal, the eastern part of Bengal, for a tour, apparently to bring money. So Lakshmipriya Devi, being bitten by the serpent of separation, she left her body. And then the Lord Nag got married to Vishnupriya Devi, the son of a very learned and a very well known, well respected Brahmin, who was a scholar of the kings, and they were actually quite happy being patronized by the king. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then chanted to Krishna Priya Devi. So in this way the Lord was married to Lakshmi Priya Devi. The Lord has three important things. He needs three initial qualities: Shri, Rahu, and Leela. Shri is manifest in when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Shri potency manifests him as Lakshmi Priya, and Bhu potency manifested as Krishna. Just as with Krishna, we have Radharani and Chandradhari. Manifestation of Shri and with Krishna in Dwarka, it is Rukmini and Sattamaha. When you go to South India, we see that the Lord has two Shakti potencies on either side. And that also happens with other incarnations of the Lord in India. Nityananda Prabhu also has Vasudha Devi, Ganga Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas when he was 24 years old. And at that time Vishnu Priya Devi was about 16 years old. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left meeting young wife. Prabhupada mentioned in that respect that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, there was no one in the house, no male member to take care of his young wife and elder mother. Sachi Mata at that time was about 60 years old. So a 16-year-old man and a 60-year-old mother of his wife, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home. And Prabhupada pointed out that why Mahaprabhu did that? Why he had to manage such a cruel person? Prabhupada did that to assure us that if you have elderly mother at home, if you have young wife at home, don't worry. If you get engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna will be with you. Just to teach us that if you become a devotee of Krishna, you won't have to worry about your dependence. Krishna will be with you. Of course, here we have to remember that Prabhupada is insinuating that everybody should leave young wife and old mother behind them, become a husband. Here again, we must remember that although some of the activities of the Lord should be followed, especially in his lifetime, that should take on those schools, but not all his activities should be sometimes, some devotees will do that. Like today is the appearance of the Vishwana Chakravarti, and this appearance of the Vishwana Chakravarti. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur was married when he was young. But he left his home and went to him. Srila Prabhupada himself also left his wife and children daily to serve. In this way, some people will accept this order. But things, activities of the Lord like this, pastimes of the Lord like this, should be very carefully followed. And it should be done under the proper guidance of a senior authority. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sukhsandar,
and it was very, apparently very painful for Vishnu.
It has been described that she,
her whole life,
practically, she was suffering injury and separation from Sri Chaitanya. She was crying, tears were going incessantly from her. She barely used to eat, and all the time she was chanting. It has been described that she used to think, chant one mantra and think one grain of rice. And in this way, by chanting, she would collect a grain of rice, and whatever she would collect, she would offer back to the divine Krishna and take the
So the Lord makes his devotee, for the sake of establishing the principle of devotional service, they establish the principle of dharma. The Lord sometimes acts in that way, which apparently appears to be very cruel. Like another personality whose whole life was that apparently practically full of fear, is Sita Devi. Soon after her marriage, practically right after her marriage, she followed her husband to the farm. She drunkenly got married to Sita Devi, came to Ayodhya, and when he was about to be coronated right after the wedding, he got to know his stepmother, when she wanted him to go to the forest for certain reasons. And in order to fulfill the promise of his father, he did that. He just left him for 14 years. And Sita Devi, although she was a princess, brought up in such a way that she never knew what hardship ever meant. And she left the palace, husband's palace, to follow her husband to the forest. She took off all her ornaments, all the royal silken clothes. She dressed herself, she bought, and followed him. And then, when in the forest, she was kidnapped by Rama. And then Lord Ramachandra rescued her. And after rescuing, when she came back, again another stroke of such cruel stroke of severe consideration for following the standard of morality of the Ramachandra. She was banished. And it was so apparently so cruel. People didn't know that she was being banished. Lord Ramachandra told Lakshmana, you go and drop Sita in the forest. Lakshmana refused to do that.
How can you do that?
Lakshmana used to become very angry, very quickly. He used to have the mood of friendship and follow around. And he was so upset that he wanted to destroy the world. God has never been that no upset and no action. Follow this. Do what is needed. And then finally Lakshmana agreed to do that because being persuaded by Lord Ramachandra. And when he went to Sita, he tell her. That is, now he is going to take her to the forest. And he told that, remember so many times you wanted to go and see the hermitage of the sages. So would you like to go today? Giving her that apparent temptation of going to the hermitage and the forest dwellings mending his statue, he took him and took him to the forest and left him there. So why the Ladini Shakti of the Lord, the pleasure giving potency of the Lord, has to, the personification of the pleasure giving potency of the Lord, has to undergo such painful experience? That is the greatness of the Lord and his eternal conquest. For the sake of establishing the right standing, they act in such a way. So that our stone-like heart melts. That is only through this pastime the Lord wants our hearts to become soft. Our hearts to become favorably disposed to Him and find Him. So Vishnupriya Devi is a perfect example of loyalty to the Master. No matter whatever difficulties, she is accepted for the sake of the will of the Lord. Kundalini Sarangi is another wonderful association she gets from the Lord. Vedanta was a very wealthy person from a place called Chakshakram, which is in Bangladesh now, East Bengal. He is described as Kundalini Sarangi. He is the incarnation of King Vishwamadra. King Vishwamadra is Vishnu's pastime, King as Kundalini Sarangi, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he left Chakshakram, his ancestral home, and came to Navasi to participate in Mahaprabhu's pastime. And because he was his father-in-law in previous Krishna's pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address the very Vidyanidhi as father. People couldn't understand why he used to call him father. Of course, he was elderly, he was older than kids. But the reason was Kundalini Sarangi. King Vishwamadri has been his father, Srimati Radharani. And Radharani appeared as Gadadhar Pandit in Mahaprabhu's. So there is a very beautiful pastime between Gadadhar Pandit and Kundalini Sarangi. When Gadadhar Pandit saw, he went with Kalatamudar, and when he saw that Kundalini Sarangi was indulging in such comfortable, luxurious lives, then he became the guru, averse to them, because he was a teacher to the world, he was not a teacher. As far as Damodar recited one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, describing Krishna's form and Varnavana, Nakavarabhu, Karnayoga, Vishnu Vashus. The beautiful description of Krishna with peacock feather on his head, dressed up as a transcendental hero, wearing silken clothes. And when Sarvadhamudu was reciting the verse to Guru Krishna. Just by hearing that description of Krishna is intense separation. So Bhadrata from the Vienna, one of the greatest moments of the devotees. And he felt repentant after that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that Bhadrata from the Vienna comes to their offense, the Pulley of the Vienna. And he told Bhadrata from the Vienna, I take initiation from the Pulley of the Vienna. And Bhadrata did that in order to rectify his offense. Here also you can see Vishwamanu came and put it in the movie, Radhana came, Kiladaran came and Radhana came. So here they became related to each other as father and daughter, and the father and offspring through this initiation. One time Kundari Vijanini was Oh, another time, anyway, so one time Kundari Vijayanidhi went to see Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath at that time was wearing Marua Vesh. Marua Vesh means a dress that is made thick with starch. And he was thick on it. This starch is not very thin, because starch means from rice. Generally those days they used to take the snake starch out of the, after boiling the rice they would strain the water out, and that washerman would use for starch for ironing. And he thought that it was not clean, and he criticized the pujari, the karma of Lord Jagannath. And that night, Jagannath came to Pujari with that movie in a dream. Not in a dream, it came, which appeared to be like a dream. And he chastised Lord. Lord Jagannath chastised Pujari. How do you dare criticize my servant and say that Lord Jagannath is trapped? When Kundalini Vidyanidhi got up, he found that his sheep was stolen out of the trap. And so this is how Kundalini Vidyanidhi received the mercy of the Lord. Kundalini Vidyanidhi came in Jagannath in Navadevi, as long as Mahaprabhu's five times were manifest in Jagannath Navadevi. When the Lord took Karma, like many other devotees to Jagannath Navadevi also, used to visit Jagannath Navadevi. Raghunath Das Goswami is an extremely brilliant personality, one of them. Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhaktarana Sri Jiva Gopala Bhaktar Dasharana. So these are the six Goswami. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Sadhu Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Gopala Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was born as the son of a very, very wealthy person. And not only he was the son of the only son of his father, he was actually the only son of his entire family. His father had another elder brother, Jirandu Mandunga and Govardhan. They were the landlord of Saptagram. Saptagram was the port of Bengal. those days. And Bengal at that time was the most opulent place in India. And India was the most opulent country in the world. So you can really imagine how opulent it is. Their annual income was 10 lakhs rupees. At a time when an ounce of gold used to cost about 1 rupee. So you can really imagine how wealthy they are. Like 1 rupee made so much, like 1 ounce of gold. You could barely buy 100 kilos of rice with 1 rupee. And 500 years ago, that was a lot of money. And Prabhupada Dalmaswami was known as the only son in that family. But it's although very wealthy, but his parents were very pious. The family was very pious. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that his father and his uncle were materialistic people. They were devotees, but not pure materialistic. They had some materialistic desire behind their devotion. So they used to also patronize many exalted Vaishnavas like Abhidhashari. Their house was in a place called Shaptogram, which is on the contour of, which is known as Triveni, three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati. In the contour, they have their residence, very, very wealthy family. And Raghunath Das Goswami became a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially from Haridas. And so in this way he had his indoctrination to Krishna consciousness from a very young age. And he always wanted to be with Chaitanya, meet with Chaitanya. And then all of a sudden one day he got the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him. And he became so heartbroken that he was crying all the time. And now the Lord has taken some money and I will not be able to. I haven't, although the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came to this earth planet and I was present and I had this wonderful opportunity to see him face to face. But that Lord has left home to Sannyas. Those days when one was Sannyas, there was no question of meeting him again. There was just discussion. Those days communication and transportation were not so advanced like today. Those days people didn't travel that extensively. And so when they were left home and took some work, there was no connection at all. There was no way to communicate and say, there was no way to meet again. Like for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother Vishwarupa took some work. And there was no connection after that. There was no communication. They never met after he took Vishwarupa and after Vishwarupa. So similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami said that he will never be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But fortunately, Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him to Shantipur while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. They brought him to Shantipur and at that time, Raghunath Das Goswami, getting the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, he just came to meet him. And that time, due to Mahaprabhu's return to Navadvip, Shantipur, the entire Navadvip actually came to see everyone was so heartbroken due to Mahaprabhu taking sannyas all of a sudden that they all were crying and crying for me. And now one who has the divine intercessor will not be able to speak the beautiful things. We'll never be able to see his wonderful loving exchange with us. So, when they got the news that the son of the group brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Shantipur in the house of Advaita Acharya, the whole of Navadvip actually came to see Chaitanya. And many, many other people got the news and came to see. So at that time Shantipur became absolutely millions of people gathered there to see Sri Chaitanya. And Raghuna Das Goswami also came. And at that time we have the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being also come. But because Advaita Acharya had a very good relationship with his father and uncle, and they were patronizing him, and Raghuna Das Goswami also was well known as the son of a very rich man. So Advaita Acharya took him to Sri Chaitanya. When he got to know that he came to see him, so he took him to Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully received him, even gave him his own, his remnant. And Raghunath Das Goswami, after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Please, allow me also to go with you. I don't have any interest any longer for staying with you. You are my life and soul, so please allow me to go." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly chastised Prabhupada, saying, "Don't display Morpatmaya, the monkey is in the creation. You go home and become engaged in the service of Krishna and use whatever is necessary in the service of Krishna. Morpatmaya ko nākaro ho lok lakhaya yathā yoko vishaya yunyo anāshaka." Do not display, do not, for the sake of showing off, do not act as monkey. Go home, gatha yoko vishaya yunyo. Accept whatever is necessary, whatever apparently material things are necessary, accept it in the certain mood of Krishna consciousness, for the sake of with the mood of the action, on our shoulders. In this way, he sent him home. But although Raghuna Das Goswami went back to his home, but his heart was at the lotus feet of Krishna. And often he would leave home to run away to Jagannatha, to be with Krishna. In relation to Raghunath Das Goswami, Prabhupada pointed out that through Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the principle of renunciation. A perfect example for the principle of renunciation. And what is renunciation? Bhakti parishanu bhavo virakti manna. As one develops one's attachment to Krishna, accordingly to that degree, he develops detachment to that. So he pointed out, don't display artificial renunciation. Just I'll take sannyas and go away. No, not that. Renunciation is a natural development. Detachment is a natural development. Do you lose one attachment to Krishna? to the extent we become attached to Krishna, to that extent we become detached from that. So this has been very wonderfully displayed by Raghunandan Goswami. Raghunandan Goswami wanted to run away from home, and his father could send his men to bring him back, catch him in a big way, and bring him back. Then they got him married to an extremely beautiful woman, whose beauty was, has been described as like the beauty of an asa, a celestial dancer. She's so beautiful. But still, they could keep him at home. It seemed that now he has become quite fixed up to household responsibilities. But then, one day, Raghunandan was leaving his wife behind, leaving his family behind. And this time he did not take the regular cab, because he knew their intention. His father would send people in horseback, fast, they would come. So he took the smallest path to avoid being caught again. And from Bengal, from Saptagram to Jagannath Puri, was a long distance. He traveled on foot through the forest path, practically without seeing anything. And he came to Jagannath and fell on the road. I don't have any desire to remain anywhere else. So they were going to do this kind, and submitted him in the custody of Sarvamana. So you Sarvamana, you take care of him. And that's why Raghunandan, another name of Raghunandan Goswami is Sarudev Raghunandan. Raghunandan Swami. The father got the news that Raghunandan has gone to Jagannath Puri, and he is the chairman of the Lord. His mother told his father that bring him home, and this time he tied him up with a chain, so that he cannot run away. His father said, the wealth like that of Indra, and a beautiful wife who is even more beautiful than a celestial temple, should not find him down. You see, the mere change is going to be a discussion. So this is what happens when one receives, when one develops attraction for attachment to Jesus. When one becomes attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nothing in this world can stop him. So let him go, let him be there. If he is happy, let him be there. Don't let him be there. But his father spent 6 servants, and he used to send 2,000 rupees every month. And those days, like, as I told you, 2,000 rupees is something like 20 lakhs rupees of the cost of it. Very important. And with that, what is Raghunath doing? Raghunath Das Goswami used to organize three and invite Mahaprabhu and his associates. But one day, Raghunandan Das Goswami decided that I have accepted the state of the Mahaprabhu. Why should I take money from my father or any help from my father who is a material person? After all, in the Vishay, in the money. Why should I take any money from him? Why should I depend on him? I have taken the favor of Mahaprabhu. The same magic sends a servant back and he stops his heart. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Paramahamsa, Karun, how come Raghuna doesn't invite us to feast the devotees? The Paramahamsa said that Raghuna actually stopped taking money from his father and he sent the servant back. Mahaprabhu said, he said, that's good. That's good. But how does he maintain himself? Then Paramahamsa said that he goes to the king of Dwarka, and when the pujari go with Jagannath Mahaprasad, when they go home with Jagannath Mahaprasad, he gives his permission. That's very good. Then after a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Paramahamsa, Sir, how come I don't see Jagannath in Jagannath Singh Dwar? He said, yes, he stopped taking from the pujari's also. Mahaprabhu said, that's good. But how does he maintain himself? And Sarvam said that he sits with the count, with the beggars, and when Mahaprabhu distributed the beggars, Raghuna takes that prasad of Jagannath. Then after some time, Mahaprabhu asked Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa, how come I don't see Raghuna taking prasad with the beggars, taking Jagannath prasad with the beggars? And Paramahamsa said that he stopped taking that prasad also. Mahaprabhu asked, so what does it do? How does it maintain it? Then Paramahamsa said that Jagannath prasad that has been discarded, considered to be lawful and thrown away at the drain. The thing that even the cows and animals will not eat, Raghuna collects that and he washes, takes out the good part of the prasad and he is maintaining himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic hearing that, he just ran to Raghuna Kalakrishna. And he told him, you are having all this wonderful prasad of the Lord, depriving us of, depriving us all of that. Now what does it matter? So Mahaprabhu is not taking the offered prasad of Lord Chaitanya. You are taking the best prasad and now you are even lying to me. You are saying that you are taking the prasad of Lord, the most wonderful prasad of Lord Jagannath, saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached down to the clay pot in which you are going to be collected for you. Happiness is not the prasad of Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the principle of renunciation to Srila Raghunatha. Later on, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached his fine time, Raghunatha was not in debt. Jagannath Puri. He decided that there is no meaning, there is no need to stay in Jagannath Puri any longer. And he decided to go to Vrindavan and give up his body. So called Shilapatam, jumping from Govardhan Hill, he wanted to commit suicide. Give up his body. But when he came to Vrindavan, he made Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They could understand his heart and dissuaded him from being there. Sanatana Goswami told him, you know, Raghunatha, once I also thought of giving up my body. When I had this ulcer in my body and pass you to use our effect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and embrace me. And no matter how much I tried to stop him, no matter how much I tried to resist him, I could not hear his voice and embrace him. Therefore I thought that I would give up this body under the wings of Jagannath Chaitanya. Okay, but it's not going to be done. And we go into the mind. Do you think by giving up your body to Krishna? If by giving up your body, if by giving up one's body one could be Krishna, I was prepared to give up millions of bodies. And besides that, this body is not yours. They have offered this body to me, it's not your body. So how can you destroy somebody else's property? So in this way, Sanatana Goswami Rupa Goswami persuaded Ravana Das Goswami to come and see him. And they told him that, look, you are fortunate to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. For so many years, you know all his pastimes. So you can, we did have a good passion. So you feel still good. That you are dying to hear about the Lord's pastimes. So that is how Raghunath Das Goswami, they used to get around Raghunath Das Goswami every day and listen to him. Raghunath Das Goswami at a later stage, he used to take just one donor of one paper cup, leaf cup of buttermilk, once in 2 days. And this is how Raghunath Das Goswami established the principle of renunciation and understanding knowledge that as one develops from a natural position, the detachment to material mind is automatic. So I'll end now, already by about 9. I could speak about Raghunandan's Thakur and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who are the very, very exalted devotees of the Lord. Maybe somebody needs to meet him. Or if you don't, then try to find Prabhupada's so and so wonderful spoken about them. So read them from Prabhupada's. Thank you very much. All glory to Vishnu. Shri Mati Vishnu Priya Devi Ji, Shri Lakundari Vindani Ji, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Ji, Shri Raghunandan Thakur Ji, Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ji, Jagat Guru Vishnu Prabhupada Ji, Gauri Vandana Ji, Mancha Kalpana Rupashya Kripa Kumbhya Patitanam Pavana Ji, Thank you.